because he agrees with what they say.
Listen, come on, you gotta love Scott Baio and John Voight and Angie Harmon and the conservatives. Kirk Cameron, we're gonna have Kirk Cameron on the show. In any event, Rick, you're right. We love celebrities when we love celebrities. When they get disgraced or when they disagree with us politically, not so much in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Get ready for hunting season and Christmas at Northern Arizona's Finest Gun Show, October 14th and 15th at the Prescott Valley Event Center. You'll get the best prices on guns and ammunition, the largest selection of hard-to-find magazines and clips, plus antique firearms and Indian artifacts. You'll even find custom laser engraving, knives, knife sharpening, and Old West memorabilia. Admission is just $8 and is good both days. Don't miss the largest gun show in Northern Arizona. It's the Western Collectibles and Firearms Gun Show at the Prescott Valley Event Center, Saturday and Sunday, 14th and 15th.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Far From Folsom, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Hobby State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes visit the Detroit Red Wings live Thursday night at 7 o'clock on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
We're the talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM KQ&A Prescott Valley. And on 99.9 FM K260 BL Prescott.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. 21 people dead and hundreds unaccounted for in Northern California as wildfires continue to spread and new ones flare up.
These fires are just literally burning faster than firefighters can run in some cases. And so imagine being out there in difficult terrain with miles and miles of fire line.
Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott. The first lawsuit filed in connection with the Las Vegas mass shooting.
Paige Gasper suffered a gunshot wound at the hands of Stephen Paddock. Her attorney, Michelle Teagle, says the suit places fault on MGM Resorts International and other organizers of the concert.
You have a responsibility to keep the people who are on their properties and at their events safe.
Gasper's suit also seeks damages from Paddock's estate, as well as the company that makes the bump stocks used to automatically fire on the victims.
Fox's Gernal Scott, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. As always, have a packed show for you today. We're going to open up by talking to Ryan Judy from the town of Prescott Valley. We have an emergency preparedness fair coming up this weekend, and Ryan's got some great information how you can prepare for the unexpected. Then we'll talk to our friend Charlotte Mortimer about the latest going on at Mortimer Farms with pumpkin chunking and Halloween weekends coming up. And then, of course, Bill Johnson will be here. He's a really interesting guy, a former rodeo cowboy and pro wrestler, who is putting on this weekend's huge Western Collectibles and Firearms Show at the Prescott Valley Event Center. So we got a really packed show for you today. We'll be getting it underway in just a moment after this break on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond. On KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott. Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. Then this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was the belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
Load up the RV and hit the open road to the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, the question must be asked. If a disaster hit or a major emergency, what would you do on very short notice? Well, we have a fair coming up, and Ryan Judy from the town of Prescott Valley is coordinating that. Ryan, welcome to the show. Tell us the basis of the Emergency Preparedness Fair.
Well, this is a fair that's actually put on by a local church. The town is a part of it. But the purpose is really to get people thinking about what they would do in an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a very personal example in our area this past summer with the Goodwin fire. And we were actually fortunate because the areas that had to be evacuated, they had a pre-evacuation notice and evacuation notice. So people had some time to get things they needed to take care of animals and things like that. But look at what's happening in California right now.
Oh, goodness, in the Napa Valley.
In the Napa Valley. They are
And Orange County.
Yes, there are stories coming out of California now of people literally running out of their houses with nothing but the shirt on their back. So, mm-hmm. I mean, what would you do if that happened to you?
Well, and you know, and we're seeing, of course, this steady string of hurricanes hitting first Houston, then Florida, now Puerto Rico. And, you know, nobody prepares for something like that. And when you only have sometimes days' notice, I mean, you have to be prepared to leave and not come back for a while, don't you?
No, absolutely.
And, you know, I can remember, too, that when the Goodwin fire got dangerously close to where I was living, we had our crates set out for our dogs. We had important papers and everything just in case that knock came on the door, like, you guys got to get out. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, after something like this happens, look at the people, say, in the hurricane centers. They come back and all their personal belongings are gone, mm-hmm. and they have to build all over from scratch, and all of their birth certificates, things like this, social security cards, everything. washed away. So you not only have lost everything, now you need documentation to prove who you are and where you are and where is it? It's gone.
And you know, you're having to do that on top of this, these natural disasters when you're not in the right frame of mind to be able to thinking about all those kinds of things.
So tell us where and when the community preparedness fair is.
It's going to be this Saturday on October 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Harkins Theater parking lot, just north of Buffalo Wild Wings.
And what agencies are going to be represented?
We've got several agencies that are going to be there. We'll have the Town of Prescott Valley Police Department. They'll have the Mobile Command Post. If you've driven by the police department, you see it's that big black trailer. You'll get to see the inside of that, how it's outfitted with technology and how that could be used in an accident. We'll have the Yavapai County Jeep Posse there. They'll talk about what they do when they're called out on a search and rescue operation. We'll have people there to talk about CERT. That's a program where you can become certified in disaster preparedness and how you can essentially be certified to step into a disaster and provide some services that they wouldn't let most people help with. The Red Cross was going to be there. They actually had to pull out because, as you can imagine, they've been deployed to the last couple of hurricanes, and they actually just got deployed to Las Vegas with the tragedy there.
Plus, of course, California is right close by.
That's right.
Oh, goodness.
We'll have the fire department there. Century FFI Fire District will there. Be there with their fire truck, and they'll talk about their role in emergency preparedness and life-saving equipment and those kinds of things. Lots of people have animals, and so what do you do with your animal in a time of tragedy? You know, I remember seeing pictures during the Goodwin fire of people writing a phone number on their horses and then just letting their horses run loose, hoping they might be able to get them back after the fire. So, you know, we'll have animal disaster services that will be there as well. So we've got a number of agencies that will be there to kind of talk about what they do and what their role is in an emergency.
You know, and speaking of the animals, I saw a story in the paper about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I believe in the Phoenix paper, where a fire department, where they got a federal grant to buy these kits for firefighters to help revive canines in case they're in a fire. And I can remember 20, 25 years ago, I was getting CPR training, and the firefighter who was teaching us, I decided to be a wise guy, and I asked him, "Oh, you ever revive a dog?" He said, "Yeah, twice."
Oh, wow.
And all of a sudden, he put me in my place, and I thought, "You can really do that?" He said, "Yeah, you need a special kit to do it, but yeah, you can do it." And they've done it several times, and they were handing those kits out just in case you're on the scene of a fire, and you know, smoke inhalation, the dogs need to be revived. I mean, it's amazing.
And a lot of people treat their animals, you know, better than I treat my own kids.
You know? Oh, yeah. And so if you don't have kids, they are your kids.
Yeah, they are their kids.
Indeed.
And so they're just as important to them as our kids are to us.
Sure, sure. Now, at this fair, will there be food and beverages, things like this?
You know, we're going to have one guy there who's a Dutch oven specialist. So if you like to dabble on that hobby, he's going to talk about Dutch oven cooking and how you can do that effectively. He'll have some samples there. We won't have it's not like a food truck festival, but there are lots of restaurants around the area if you want to go for lunch. But if you want a tasty treat, go by the Dutch oven booth.
Sure. And of course, now, is this fair strictly about evacuation tips or what to do in the home, things like this?
Yeah, it's more than just about evacuation, although that's an important element. It's about how you can be prepared, and it's not just about leaving, it's about, you know, sometimes you may have to shelter in place. So what do you do in that event? Do you have any food storage in your home? If we had an emergency in the area and supply lines were cut off, how much food do you have in your house? Could you last a day, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks? You know, they say that in an emergency that grocery stores will run out of food in three days. So that's something you've got to think about.
You know, having grown up and spent most of my life in the Midwest, where we always, you know, brace for blizzards and tornadoes, things like this, it's amazing that once a blizzard warning goes out, people completely drain the grocery stores of three things: bread, milk, and eggs.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess French toast will get you through a blizzard.
It might.
Happens every time.
Yeah, a little bit of vanilla,
milk,
with
and
it
eggs.
Too.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. So tell me, what is a 72-hour kit?
Well, that's one of the booths that we're going to have there. Some people refer to it as a go kit or a bug out kit. So essentially, it's if you had to walk out the door and you didn't have time to prepare anything. Some people prepare a backpack, and it's got some survival supplies in it. a change of clothes, maybe some dehydrated food, something that could get them by for 3 days until maybe an agency can come in and help out. You saw in, was it Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, where people were really left without any kind of help for days on end. Mm-hmm. So if you've got something like that on hand in a closet by the door, you can grab on your way out, then that's something that could be very beneficial. It could really actually save your life.
And I also heard a tip, too, if you're in a flood situation, as those people were, then it pays to keep large Ziploc bags on hand.
Oh, yes.
Because if you're packing very, very important personal papers, you don't want them getting wet.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to protect those things. And also, when it comes to emergency preparedness, I can just imagine, what kinds of things would you recommend people put in that 72-hour kit?
Well, some basic dehydrated foods, something that you could reanimate, you know, and eat later on, some water, change of clothes, personal hygiene items, really just those things that would sustain you for mm-hmm. those first 3 days when you may or may not get government assistance, depending mm-hmm. on what the situation is.
And if you're a veteran, I would think your DD-214, you want to keep that in there, your driver's license, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And something else to kind of think about as we talk about, you know, evacuation is what happens if you're at work? You're at work, your spouse is at work, your kids are in school. Sometimes communications go down. How would you hook back up with your family?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a personal evacuation plan? Do you have a place set aside that your family knows about where you could meet up if you couldn't go back home? And if you have such a place that's in an evacuated zone, what's an area, you know, 30 minutes outside of that where you could meet up?
Sure.
So something to think about as you're coming up with those evacuation plans.
Funny you mention that, because when I was living in Los Angeles, my housemate and landlord, during the Northridge earthquake in 94, he was working night shifts, and the big earthquake hit about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. He was at work. He couldn't get home, and they wouldn't let him leave the building until the next day. And you could, and you know, if you're in Los Angeles, the paper is full of stories all the time. It's not a matter of if the big one will hit, it's a matter of when. You have to prepare. You've got to anchor your shelves to the walls and things like this so stuff doesn't fall over. You know, reinforce whatever things you can. And like you said, what happens if you're at the ball game, or you're at church, or you're at school, or you're at work, and it happens? You might not be able to get home for several days.
Yeah. And you know, a couple of years ago too, we had a communications line that was severed between us and Phoenix.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember that?
That's right. Put everybody's internet down.
Yeah, and some
can you imagine what would happen if we had no internet and no cell phone communications for several days? Yeah. We'd all go crazy.
I know. We had some gas stations that couldn't pump gas because they didn't have that connection. Some people's phones weren't working. So, you know, these are real things that happen to us. Things that, you know, it's nice to think about ahead of time so that when the disaster happens, we're not running around like chickens with our heads cut off trying to figure out what to do and where to go.
Yeah, indeed. So tell us one more time when and where the Emergency Preparedness Fair will be.
It's going to be on Saturday, October 14th in the Harkins Theater parking lot just north of Wild Wings from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
I have to ask you one more question. This is hosted by the Prescott Valley, Arizona stake of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. How'd they get involved in this?
They've always taught their members to try to be prepared, you know, both physically and spiritually, mm-hmm. so that in the event something happens, they can not only help themselves and their families, but they can help out their neighbors mm-hmm. in the event. So it's just something that they teach, you know, day in and day out to be prepared. It's kind of like you're a Boy Scout. Were you a Boy Scout as a kid?
I was, yeah.
The Scout motto is be prepared.
Be prepared. Indeed it is.
And to explain on that a little bit more, it says, which means you are always in a state of readiness in mind and body to do your duty.
So, kind of like being a youthful military in that way, because these guys and our first responders are always ready for anything, aren't they?
That's right.
Ryan, Judy, thanks so much for joining us today. We've learned a lot. We look forward to the Preparedness Fair coming up from 10 to 2 this Saturday. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. We've got Charla Mortimer from Mortimer Farms. We're going to talk pumpkin chunkin'. Hey, can you say it on radio? We just did. And more things coming up at Mortimer Farms. Stay tuned on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. It's Sarah from the Artful Eye Jewelers.
Hey.
Did you know we specialize in beautiful, one-of-a-kind jewelry made right here in our state-of-the-art workshop? That's right. We love creating unique pieces that can be passed down through the generations. Many of our one-of-a-kind award-winning pieces feature stunning Australian opal and other exotic gems. We have pieces in sterling silver as well as white, yellow, and rose gold to fit every budget. So if you're looking for a truly unique, handcrafted gift made right here in Prescott, be sure to stop on in and see us at the Artful Eye Jewelers. We're located in the middle of Withy Row in beautiful downtown Prescott.
You know those nights when you wake up and you can't go back to sleep because of some nagging thoughts running through your head? Like, what if something happened to me? Can my family survive on what we have in our savings? Who goes back to sleep after that? That's why getting a super check from your local Farm Bureau agent is smart. They can help protect what's most important in your world and can make sure you have the coverage you need. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today so you can sleep again. Visit FarmBureauSuperCheck.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group. When Yavapai County needs a car, truck, SUV, or minivan, they can count on Finley Automotive Group. With access to over 10,000 new and pre-owned vehicles from over 30 dealerships, chances are we have the exact vehicle you're looking for, right down to the color and trim. Our pricing isn't just lower, it's smarter. Due to our volume buying, we can give you a great value on every vehicle, so you'll save time and money.
Hi, I'm Robbie Henshaw. The team at Finley Automotive Group Prescott believes that customer service means making your vehicle buying experience an enjoyable one. Our dealership websites help us to fulfill this mission by providing all the information you need to buy online, including a complete listing of our new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, finding and providing quotes on vehicles, and responding to your email requests for additional information. We understand that time is valuable, and that's why we do everything possible to make your visit brief, informative, and enjoyable.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a better dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott, with Toyota, Subaru, GMC, Buick, and Hyundai.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, what an interesting person we have for our next guest. We're awaiting Charlotte Mortimer's arrival. She'll be here shortly, we hope. In the meantime, Bill Johnson is here as forecast. Bill is putting on the Western Collectibles and Firearms Show coming up this weekend at the Prescott Valley Event Center. But he's really a fascinating person. He has been a rodeo cowboy. He's been a pro wrestler. He played college football. Just a really interesting guy. So, Bill, as interesting as your own life is, these last few days, because of a tragedy that happened in Nevada, have really put you under the gun. Tell me what's going on with the canceled shows in Nevada, how that's affecting you.
Well, DJ, what's happened is the casino, the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, Nevada, holds Fazio's Big Gun Show, the mm-hmm. Big Reno Show. Well, they canceled it. And so I've been getting calls like up till 9 o'clock at night asking if there's any available space at Prescott Valley at the event center. Well, there's not. We were sold out on Tuesday. Wow. We're on a waiting list.
Isn't that something?
And it's part of that up here is because of the tragedy.
Sure.
And then, of course, if you turn on anything, the TV stations, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't want to name them. I'm not going to give them credit because I'm sitting here with you in radio, so sure. I don't want to do it. But what it is that everything is, you got to take away guns. You got to ban the guns. You got to buy high capacity. Well, you know what? You have a nut job. And a nut job.
A soul nut job.
Is a nut job.
Yeah.
The same person that runs cars into people mm-hmm. during an event is a nut job.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you can't legislate that. So, but basically, up here, we have two things that happened. One is the rodeo mm-hmm. that just happened, which is very good. on Cowboys by Guns.
Sure.
Well, no, the Cowboys go on to the next rodeo. The fans are where they're with the pickup trucks are having a cold Budweiser or buying guns.
There
okay. But no, and then, of course, hunting season. Mm-hmm. You see, I've lost a few dealers because they draw early elk or deer in a region. And this is very friendly gun country, mm-hmm. namely because of the history. If you go back to the Earps were here, Bucky O'Neill, the Rough Riders.
It's part of the culture.
It's part of the culture. Territorial capital.
Sure.
The courthouse square. I mean, this is like a destination to hide.
Plus all the dark streets.
Plus all the dark streets.
We don't like streetlights.
And then you have the Ruger factory here, of course, with the employees. Mm-hmm. Davison, the largest firearm distributor for the western states, is here. And I'll give them a plug. They're not at my show, but J&G is here.
Sure.
So we have a lot of fine dealers. A lot of things come out of the woodwork here, such as first-generation Colts, early Winchesters. There's a lot more of the what I call the antique cowboy. My company is named Western Collectible and Firearm Shows. Mm-hmm. And people call me up and say, by the way, is it all collectibles? No, there's modern firearms. There's mm-hmm. all kind. But you may show up and buy an engraved Colt. You may buy a firearm from World War One. You may find a fine hunting rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of ammunition, enough ammunition to probably supply small African nations for a civil war.
But there's an idea.
There's an idea.
Yeah, good sales pitch there.
And part of this is, you know, you always worry about the protests. Like I said, we've had a couple emails. Well, and the problem is that is they say, well, I own a gun, but you should cancel the show. All right, I'm going to give back thousands of dollars and cancel the arena. No, that doesn't happen. And you, like you said, you can't legislate idiots.
Well, and you know what? On that note, of all the commentary I've heard, from every conceivable point of view, perhaps the best one was from a comedian, Chris Rock. He said, you know, whenever something like this happens, you hear the things, oh, we need to give more money to mental health. Oh, we need more gun laws. Oh, we need more of this. We need more of that. Whatever happened to just crazy?
Just crazy.
It's one person. And even with the, now, is Nevada concealed carry state?
Yes.
I thought so.
For a while there, they were not honor Arizona. And then about a year ago, they re-honored Arizona. So we're reciprocal. Now, forget California.
Yeah.
They're off the deep end. Well, I think you know that. Because I followed a couple over driving over here. We own the left lane because we can drive slower and we have white license plates.
Ah, there you go.
Okay. So I'm sorry.
No, the reason I brought up the concealed carry thing was obviously people carry a weapon to protect themselves. And in the example of what happened in Las Vegas, this guy was 600 feet away, 32 floors up. If everybody in that crowd of the country music concert had been armed, they couldn't have done a thing because they couldn't even find the shooter.
You can't find it.
You can't.
The thing that happens, that some it was years, few years ago, where a woman in Texas was in one of the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Were their parents, and a gunman came in and started shooting.
Was it the Luby's cafeteria?
I think so. And I'm trying to, I didn't remember the name, but I knew it was out of Texas.
Yeah.
And what happened, she had a concealed carry permit, and she left it in her firearm in the car. So her mom and dad is dead, and she got wounded.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 93-year-old mother who lives in Paradise Valley. She can't hear well, so my sister has a .38 in her drawer by her bed.
Mm-hmm.
But we all learned how to shoot. My father was a Marine Corps officer from World War II and Korea, decorated. Mm-hmm. My uncle, Ted Thurman, which is Tommy's uncle, county supervisor,
Tom Thurman was wounded
on Iwo Jima, tanker with the Marines. Uncle John, Tom's father, fought against the Nazis in Europe. And my grandfather, served 20 years. I have pictures of him, 8x10, in a Chicago police uniform, and he carried a firearm to protect people.
Sure.
And that was during the 20s and 30s, where we drove by in an old car with a Thompson.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that something? So tell us what kinds of firearms and ammunition will be available at your gun show.
Well, I have Yavapai Shooter Supply is there with plenty of ammo.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Miller is there also with ammo. He's custom precision loading. Then I have Mike Reber, Arizona Arms. He probably is bringing $500,000 of guns. You'll have fine hunting rifles. You have the Henrys. A fair amount of pistols, very heavy in the Ruger, which up here is one of the largest Ruger dealers. And also assault weapons. Mm-hmm. You know, your ARs for Colt, Smith & Wesson. Elite Firearms is there. He has all kinds of elite firearms and nice things. He specializes a little bit more in SIGs and Glock. You have your private sale. Osprey is there. They're scopes and fine optics, which is probably very good now with spotting scopes and binoculars for hunting season. Mm-hmm. So we've got a really good assortment. Jim Beckett's there. He does appraisals for Native American and has fine collection of antique guns and Native American pottery and things. Quipper Shack, it's not a haircut place. It's Wayne, and he's got custom knife sharpening and knives. I've got several custom knife makers there. Mm-hmm. So there's probably somebody for everybody. I have some people that have great gear bags and backpacks. Another group has brass for your reloading. So, you know, there's really something for everybody. We're really kid-friendly. Mm-hmm. We everybody coming in, children basically under, you know, 12, 14 are free. Mm-hmm. I'm not, it's kind of, if your kid's 6'1 and he drove you over, you're not getting in free.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, okay.
Fair thanks. Enough.
Fair enough. But no, we, and it's very well attended. We have wide aisles because of the fire code, because it's a really nice arena.
Sure.
Which, you know, you've been there for different events.
Many times.
But you know what? It's something for everybody. There's holsters, concealed purses. Charlie Winters is coming. He has the old Western Spurs and specializes in antique Winchesters. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking for ammunition, you want to bring a gun in the cell or a firearm, you want to find out for an appraisal, bring a firearm. And you got one of the old guns, talk to the guys that are sitting there that research the Winchesters. And they'll say, okay, this gun was made in 1884. It's octagon barrel. It's in 45-6 caliber. And they'll give you an honest appraisal, and then they'll try to buy it cheaper.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You see me smiling here. The reason is, when you mention Winchester, since I lived in California for 10 years, I can't help but think of the Winchester Widow's Mansion and the story behind that, which is really, really strange. If you've never been there, believe me, it's worth the trip. But I have to ask you this, too. How much of your business nowadays, first of all, how many gun shows have you put on over the years?
I have probably done over 100.
Really?
Yes, sir.
How often now, especially, do you see women coming in to buy weapons?
I would say right now, it used to be probably maybe 15 to 20%. Now, up here, I would say it's getting closer to 35, 40.
Really?
Yes. There's a lot more women, and they are coming in. They're talking with the dealers like Wheat Firearms and other dealers and Arizona Arms. And looking at, is it a small automatic? These guys take their time with them and say, all right, this feels good. Maybe you should take the course at the shooting range so that you're safe and familiarized.
Sure.
Are you going to carry it? In a woman's purse, they carry enough stuff. It could be a backpack for a camping trip. You know, would it be better for you to have a revolver?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be better for a smaller automatic? You don't need the 44 Magnum. You know,
yeah,
it doesn't, the firearm is there to use and enjoy. It's not there to punish you.
Yeah.
And you know that.
True.
Well, you shoot.
And let me ask you this too. When it comes to purchasing your first firearm of any kind, how important is it to take lessons to learn how to use it and how to clean it?
It would be extremely, extremely important. And, of course, cleaning revolvers is much easier. You flip out the cylinder and you can almost clean a 38 with a Q-tip, you know, and there's people there with gun cases and cleaning supplies, so you don't have to worry about that. Automatics are a little more difficult, you mm-hmm. know that. But you know what? I would recommend going to the shooting range, getting with an instructor, especially if you're new.
Yeah.
Because you understand it's safe. If you point your finger, I'm pointing at you, that's an extension of a firearm,
mm-hmm.
especially on a pistol. If I turn this way and say, hi, how are you doing, DJ? It goes off. Yeah. I just shot somebody to the left or right of me.
Mm-hmm.
So it knows what it know what it can do, know how to do it safely, and then every now and then practice with it. And then you'll feel secure and you'll feel confident. You mm-hmm. have to be confident in what you use. A carpenter is competent with his tools.
Sure.
A firearm is another tool.
Mm-hmm. When you first heard about what happened in Las Vegas, obviously the shock. Everybody's impacted by that. But in your profession, what part of you and how long did it take for you to go, oh, no, I know what this is going to precipitate. It's going to precipitate the gun control stuff again.
While I was hearing about it, I actually had almost tears in my eyes because I hate to see anybody killed.
Sure.
And then some of the idiot, and I say idiot pundits, on some of the TV, you know, really liberals, well, they were probably Trump voters because they were conservative, and it was a country concert. I mean, come on. Hillary Clinton waited 9 hours. They weren't even having bodies out of the concert, and she was already on TV saying for more gun control. So you know it's going to happen. They follow the same playbook. We had an email in saying, I have a firearm. You cancel your concert. I'm a woman. I have a firearm. Cancel the concert. Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to get it, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
We have Columbus Day. Okay, I can't celebrate Christopher Columbus. You know why? I'm Norwegian-Swedish. My people were here earlier wearing horns on their helmets saying, we want to take your land. Okay. But that's part of our history. It's sure. Like destroying. It's like, what if they say the Rough Riders were mean to the Cubans and Spanish, so we're going to go paint Bucky O'Neill's statue red because he fought in the war. So they don't know this. But it was a very sad thing, to be honest with you. But because of things that have happened, San Bernardino, and, you know, can't say they were Muslim, but they were Muslim. California's got exceptional strict gun laws. They mm-hmm. had AK-47s and large-capacity magazines. Mm-hmm. And this nut job, I think 2 or 3, maybe 4 weeks earlier, scouted Wapazusa and had a hotel room in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chicago's got the strictest gun laws in the country. And they have more murders in Chicago in this 1 year than Arizona probably has in 4 or 5.
And there are areas in Chicago that are so gang-ridden, it's impossible. I mean, Canfield Green alone is like a third-world nation. It's a very, very dangerous area to be. Most of Chicago is a wonderful area. I go there many times. But, boy, there are certain areas of Chicago you better not even go
Cabrini
near.
Greens.
Cabrini Green.
That's right.
There you go. Did I say Canfield? Cabrini Green. Thank you.
My mom was from Chicago. And yeah. My father's grandfather's well, Chicago cop.
The reason I say Canfield, you're not going to believe this. The reason I say Canfield Green is, remember the Michael Brown episode in Ferguson?
Right.
That's my old apartment complex.
Oh, really?
And the street going through there is Canfield Green. So that's what comes to mind for me. But, yeah, same thing there. Well, anyway, we're going to talk more about this coming up in just a moment. It's time to take a news break with Nick. On today's Q&A, we're talking with Bill Johnson about the big gun show, the Western Collectibles and Firearms Show coming this weekend to the Prescott Valley Event Center. Stay tuned for news with Nick, and then we'll talk more with Bill coming up in just a moment. On today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and you don't want to miss the next Rosie on the House.
Because we're going to light up your castle with landscape lighting ideas. Why you should light around your home as a do-it-yourself project or hire a pro. What plants, trees, and other features should be lit. Plus, designing and cost of your landscaping project. Tips on the Outdoor Living Hour and your home improvement calls with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNN.
Hi, I'm Amy Finston, librarian at Prescott Public Library. Where are you right now? In your car? Cleaning house? Working out at the gym? Make those minutes fly by. With your library card, you can choose from thousands of audiobooks and download them for free to your smartphone or tablet. You'll have a story with you wherever you go. Visit prescottlibrary.info for more information or stop by the library and we'll get you started.
On my left is a brand new 2017 GMC Sierra 1500 pickup. And on my right is another brand new 2017 GMC Sierra pickup. They have exactly the same option package, the SLT Premium Plus. They have exactly the same rebate and incentive package worth up to $12,000 off the manufacturer's price. And they are both a gorgeous stone blue metallic. So what's the difference? The one on my left was sent to a dealership in Phoenix. The one on my right to Findlay Buick GMC Prescott. Same make, model, price, rebates, and assembly plan. If you buy in Phoenix, your dollars stay there.
you buy in Prescott, your dollars stay local. Paying taxes allows us to invest in the community with schools and charitable organizations. Findlay Buick GMC Prescott has the same big city inventory and the same big city discounts, along with small town friendliness and feel. Findlay Buick GMC Prescott, your hometown dealer at FindlayBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. GMC, we are professional grade.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A bronze statue is being added to the reconstructed Highway 89. Ed Riley of Bronzesmith is creating a 14-foot replica of George Phippen's sculpture, Cowboy in a Storm. It will be placed in the roundabout near the Phippen Museum that's part of the Highway 89 road widening project. City of Prescott Special Projects Coordinator Tyler Goodman explains how this project came about.
The Prescott Area Art Trust has been obviously the driving factor of raising the funds for this, and they've been gracious enough to donate the bronze to the city, which we believe is really going to enhance not only the roundabout itself once it's completed, but the entryway into the city. So it's a wonderful thing all around.
Councilwoman Billy Orr calls this sculpture a welcome addition.
Ron James and Jim Chamberlain, working with Kevin Pitts and the arts group, made this all happen. It's going to be a tremendous gift to the city of Prescott. It will be magnificent, truly.
The Prescott City Council approved an art donation agreement for the statue yesterday. It should be in place by May or June of next year. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. The Arizona Coyotes lost to the Las Vegas Golden Knights 5-2 last night. The Coyotes take on the Detroit Red Wings at 7 tomorrow night, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny and clear tomorrow. Crisp fall temperatures looking at the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 47 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 73 tomorrow and a high of 72 on Friday. 51 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 85 and a high on Friday of 84. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and at 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
Having your dentist live right in your neighborhood is really a cool thing. That means we understand what's going on in the community. The staff at Bradshaw Family Dental are your neighbors. We shop where you shop, our kids go to school with yours, and yes, we have teeth too. So if you're putting off getting dental work done because of insurance or financial reasons, talk to us. What are neighbors for? Find Bradshaw Family Dental in Prescott Valley or online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
Yavapai County Contractors Association presents 60 Seconds of Interest.
Fall is in the air. Winter's just around the corner. Now is the time to ensure your home is ready before Old Man Winter arrives. Get your furnace checked out by a local heating contractor, or you could find yourself under layers of blankets to stay warm. Change that furnace filter now, and then change monthly through the heating season. Here's a winter tip. Reverse the direction of your ceiling fans. We all use fans in the summer, but remember, they help you stay warm in winter. Reversing the direction will send warm air down and not up. There's nothing like the glow of a fire to warm a winter evening. Before you light that first log, make sure your fireplace and chimney are clean and critter-free. Now's the time to have your chimney inspected before the snow flies. Need help? Call YCCA 778-0040.
This has been YCCA's 60 Seconds of Interest. You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:42 with Bill Johnson. Bill, one thing we haven't done yet is tell our listeners when the gun show is.
It's this weekend, the 14th and 15th, Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday, it's 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 3, mm-hmm. because I have dealers that travel. That
sure.
Go, you know, to go back all the way from Vegas and mm-hmm. all over. But it's $8 admission. That's good for both days. So we can mm-hmm. give you a hand stamp here on your wrist, and then what that'll do is you come back the next day for free.
Sure.
What happens is a lot of the guys shop, and they decide today, well, I need to go to the ATM. Or, oh, you know, I have this hunting rifle in my closet, and I'm not using it, mm-hmm. but my wife needs a pistol. I'll bring it, sell it, or trade, and use it part of the trade. So that it gives them an advantage, or they say, wait a minute. I really kind of made that decision. I want to buy something.
Yeah, sure.
So it lets them in free. And we normally have a few hundred that come back.
Mm-hmm.
We regulated all the firearms coming in. There's a gun check table.
That was my next question, because we all know about background checks for the owners and things like this. When you're putting a show like this of this size on, what kinds of hoops do you have to jump through, both locally and federal?
Well, federally, I have the licensed dealers there, which you need to be an Arizona resident in order to buy a pistol. Now, you may be able to buy a shotgun or a hunting rifle if you're from Montana or you're visiting.
Mm-hmm.
They do not like to sell anybody from California. We have California ID, because then they have to ship it to California, pay the shipping. They do the background check here. Then California does another background check, and they keep charging you as this goes on. Mm-hmm. So it's really an inconvenience for my dealers.
Yeah.
And they have private sales. So if a gentleman's there and he's selling, I've got a lot of gentlemen that are in this area of the, you know, Prescott in the country club, Prescott Valley, that retired, and a lot of them are retired from Ruger.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they have is they have some firearms they're not using anymore, and they'll be able to sell them. And they'll ask you if you're an Arizona resident, and you say, yes, I am. And they say, well, can I see your driver's license? You show it. And you say, well, I really like that Winchester or that pistol. You know what? It's up to you to make the deal and buy it. This is kind of cash and carry. It's not a car lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's ironic how many police officers who spend their entire careers carrying a weapon will go through their whole career, and some will never fire the gun one time. How often does that happen for a gun owner, that they never end up using it?
I cannot say that from personal experience, because I have some old firearms, and I've mm-hmm. shot them.
Yeah.
And I know that the police, they have their firearm. They probably once a year have to qualify, depending whatever department policy. And I would say that the Prescott Police, Yavapai County Sheriff, Prescott Valley Police, and this probably really well know how to shoot. And they probably, a lot of them have hunting licenses.
Sure,
I mean, because of the region we're in.
Sure.
We're not a metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sometimes the traffic we think we are, but you when you commute from work, okay.
Sure, yeah.
But no, it's anybody that buys a firearm gets an okay to release, so they put their initials down there. You put DJ,
mm-hmm.
and you say, I'm walking out with this .22 rifle, and then the gentleman that sold it to you, it'd go Marwin .22 on it, and he puts his initials. That means that we know that gun's not stolen. If
right.
I go in there with little orange dots, I can go down to across the street to Walmart or Safeway, buy a package of dots. Somebody's not paying attention. I can put that dot on the handle. And then they said, oh, it's already been checked. I sold it. Because they gave some of the shows give colored dots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you buy the colored dots, you can get five different colors in a packet.
Oh, that's right.
So this way, we know it's coming out. If you come out of the show and you don't have that, we ask you to please go back to the table and get it from a dealer. Where is an exception? The exception is, if say it's a Henry rifle or a Colt AR, it's in a big long box, it's a rifle or a shotgun. A lot of the dealers will tape their bill of sale to that.
Mm-hmm.
That is our exception. If a firearm goes out of the show and the guy comes back in to bring it to buy magazines or ammo and brings it with, and we've cut the tie off it for mm-hmm. can't function, he has to have that firearm rechecked and retied. It cannot be in there with tied. And my dealer's firearms are tied.
Oh, okay.
And we furnish the ties for them and that. It's a convenience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy them in thousands, bags of 1,000. But we know, and if a dealer cuts it off to show you the bore or action, how it works, then he re-puts a new tie on it. So we keep it very safe. There is a sort of a code of gun show courtesy, where if you're going to pick up a firearm. Sir, may I look at the firearm? And they're there to sell, and they're there to talk about their collections. So they'll say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just not grab it and think you're Wyatt Earp and start twirling it
like
Johnny Ringo.
Yeah. You know, I forecast your appearance here today by saying you're such an interesting guy, which you are. You were also a pro wrestler, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that.
Well, we have lessons how to hit you with folding chairs, but okay, DJ, I'm not going to do it to you. Wait a minute.
No, yeah.
All right, DJ, we're fine.
And you know what? I have to ask you if you saw the Mickey Rourke movie, The Wrestler.
Yes, I can relate to a lot of that.
I bet you.
I was not in the top tiers.
Mm-hmm.
I played football, and I did rodeo first. And when I lived in Texas, I ran.
You like getting hurt, don't you?
After a while with rodeo, it was more to date cute girls and have a cold beer and go water skiing, and I don't want to be on another boat.
There you go. Yeah, that'll do it.
Because that was a hospital trip every summer.
Sure.
And I rode in a Prescott rodeo many years ago. Okay, I bucked off, too, and didn't look very good. But the thing about that is you have to train. And you have to be a fair athlete. Now, Hulk Hogan was a very good actor mm-hmm. and a very good body,
mm-hmm.
but some of the wrestlers were very, very good about that. But the gentleman I met when I was first married, I was in Arlington, Texas, and a gentleman from Minnesota came down. He worked for American Wrestling Alliance, Vern Gagne, because at that time it wasn't WWF. Which turned into WWE for entertainment. There was Texas Wrestling by the Von Erichs, Georgia Wrestling with Ric Flair came out of, Nature Boy, and all this going on. Northeast Wrestling, was Vince McMahon's father.
Oh, wow.
So what has happened is Ken Patera was wrestling, and his brother played football for the Vikings. But he won. He was the first person in the Olympics to standing press 500. He was about 6'2 and about 3'10
mm-hmm.
and built like a cinder block.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're standing press 500, he won the World's Strongest Man competition twice.
No kidding.
Yeah. And when he was wrestling, when he went over with Vince McMahon with the WWF, you know, he had kind of curly hair, so they bleached it pure blonde. But I met him and superstar Billy Graham in Texas, and they said, well, we're going to go to the gym to work out. You want to come with us? So I went and worked out. I was a sales rep with Albertsons. And I said, you know, traveling. And so I started working out with him. And finally they said, do you want to be, you know, in a couple bouts? Because I'm not that big. I'm 6'1", 220.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are 6'5", 280, 290.
Yeah, sure.
And built like big Greek bodybuilders. But not all of it's size. A lot of it's your attitude and how you can make the crowd mad. And then I wrestled in Mexico.
Well, you got to cheer the hero and hiss the villain, right?
Hiss the villain, and they got to know you're a villain when you come out. They call that a baby and a heel. The good guy is a baby, the bad guy is a heel.
Okay.
Okay. And you do have to train because you really have to learn how to fall. When I first started mm-hmm. training, you do front rows around the ring, inside the ring, two per each side, and then you turn around and go back the other way, which is real good. It keeps you how to throw up. You know, pass it, but and once you get used to that, and then you learn by hooking your bottom foot on the rope and falling, like in judo, or in the fall, you're not trying to hurt each other.
Yeah.
What you're trying to do is entertain.
You're right. Right.
You know, and there, you know, The Rock,
of course, Dwayne Johnson,
Ric Flair. Now there mm-hmm. are injuries. Ric Flair's had two broken necks.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some, and then later on, I started to do some of the announcing with wrestling and was booking events in Phoenix. And so what happened, like Grand Central Station in Thule's, when they had Thule's Country, we'd have bouts on the weekends. And what happened is, you get guys sometimes that, when one guy's getting a divorce, it's not good for you to ask the to-be ex-wife out.
Yeah.
And then that bout became very real.
Sure.
Like they both went to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, and you get hurt. You come off a top rope, bat on your ankle, you break an ankle.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's no more than football or anything else. If you get hurt bad, you know, the guy will pin you.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get you out of there to help you.
Right.
You're there to do entertainment in a show. And then now I'm booking Lucha Libre, Mexican, the Spanish wrestling.
Oh, okay.
We held one 2 years ago at the arena. And I believe we have one coming up in the 21st in Phoenix. And that's the Spanish wrestlers are not the size of you and I. A lot of them are, you know, smaller, but they all wear the mask.
Yeah.
And sure. they fly. They really get on top ropes and somersault, and they play. Sure. It's very entertaining. But no, let's go back to the gun show. Are you going to come to it?
I won't be able to myself, but I know a lot of our listeners will.
Okay, well, good. I'd like to see you there. I hate to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, but DJ is a very nice plan. He's been very nice to me. So you don't have to hit him with a chair or slap him anymore.
It's a much easier life than being a wrestler, for sure. Bill Johnson, we got to have you back on here again sometime. You're an interesting guy. Thanks for so much for sharing all that with us today. And the gun show, once again, is when?
The 14th and 15th, Saturday, Sunday, Prescott Valley Event Center, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday, $8 admission, good for both days.
Very good.
And we're family friendly.
And that's Bill Johnson. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got some final thoughts on Monday's Q&A. Guests, or I should say tomorrow's Q&A guests, coming away on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. Don't forget us streaming live, kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road to the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Who doesn't want to save money and support your local community? Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA, MBA, and EA. Now is the time to find out what Arizona tax credits you qualify for. Currently, only 10% of people use Arizona tax credits to benefit our hometown community. You're going to pay the money anyway, so why not keep the money local and give to places that you choose instead of the state government? Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At Quality Collision, we not only take the dents out of accidents, we take away some of the stress too. Hi, I'm Mark, owner of Quality Collision Services on Long Mesa Drive. We'll help you through the insurance claims process and we'll even negotiate on your behalf. You can count on us to go the extra mile for you. When accidents happen, give us a call. For repairs or restoration, you can trust your vehicle to the pros at Quality Collision Services.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, stay tuned because coming up next is Talk of the Town Prescott with our friend Sherry Heine. And also, I hope you will join me tomorrow morning and Friday morning at 8:30 on AZTV Channel 7. I will be hosting Sandy and Friends for our friend Sandy Moss. That is tomorrow and Friday mornings at 8:30. Since Bill Johnson was talking about the Prescott Valley Event Center, I want to give a shout out and a thanks to Scott Norton and Catfish Atelli for their great work with last weekend's first ever appearance of the PRCA Turquoise Circuit Pro Rodeo. They were so helpful in arranging interviews for us during our remote. They made for a wonderful weekend for so many rodeo fans, and they'll repeat it next year. So we're looking forward to another visit with the Turquoise Rodeo folks. Also, a special thank you to the wonderful photographer, Tracy Fultz of Blushing Cactus Photography. She took some eye-popping photos of the rodeo action action, my favorite one, is of a cowboy about to risk his life on a bucking bull. He takes just a moment to contemplate his fate in a way you have to see to believe. It's a very peaceful and dramatic photograph, thanks to Tracy Fultz. So join me tomorrow at 3 o'clock for Q&A. Sanford Cohen's here to talk about a new business promotion plan in Prescott. CPA David Snyder with personal finance tips, and Sean Trobia from AARP's Dump the Prescription Drugs Disposal Program. That's Wednesday at 3 on, I'm sorry, that's Thursday at 3 on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio, fire rips through Bisbee City Hall. Over.